gonna make it by your folks down there on Radio Land. Now's the time for action. Our society is rotten to its core. I'm talking about the finest thing that comes together enough of it. Got the jobs pulling from the hands. Yeah, you know what to do. Now's the time. Do it.
In the trenches of the spiritual war, shadows of doubt loom as whispers of temptation echo through the depths. The battlefield is the soul, where convictions clash with unseen forces, and the struggle transcends the physical realm. Amidst the fog of confusion, the quest for inner peace becomes a relentless journey. Welcome to Truth and Shadow, your guide through the supernatural. I am your host, BT, and this is A Shadow Short. Let's navigate the unknown on this brief journey into the depths of mystery. Greetings, listeners. This is the beginning of a series inside the greater series on the topic of spiritual warfare. When we began these Shadow Shorts, we started by speaking about exposing the unseen war that we are entrenched in. We spoke about who the adversaries are and how to gird ourselves for the battle by putting on the armor of God. We spoke about wielding the weapons given to us in prayer, fasting, and reading the scriptures. Now, it's time to turn our attention to the battle tactics of the enemy. Think of this as a brief survey into adversarial strategies. In this mini-series, we will begin to understand our opponent, and this will allow us to anticipate their moves, thereby giving us a strategic advantage. By studying and comprehending potential threats, we can proactively identify and mitigate our risks. Awareness of these threats and tactics contribute to improving our own personal security measures and reduce the likelihood of being caught off guard. Lastly, it is my hope that gaining a knowledge of the enemy's tactics and how they field these sinister forces will create within us a psychological advantage. It's through this educational material we will gain confidence in our own lives, but more importantly, to learn of the team we have on our side. Never forget that the author of the letter to the Hebrews notes that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, or that Paul himself told us that those who have already finished the race are there cheering us on. Therefore, it is in our own humility that we will put an end to the pride of the enemy. Let's begin by first speaking about demonic attacks. Generally, a demonic attack is perceived as a malevolent assault or influence by supernatural beings, typically associated with evil or forces with malicious intent. In many religious traditions, demons are believed to be spiritual entities that seek to harm, possess, or torment individuals through various means, including physical, emotional, and spiritual channels. Within Christianity, for example, demonic attacks are often seen as manifestations of the devil or demonic spirits seeking to disrupt an individual's relationship with God by inflicting suffering or chaos. These attacks can range from psychological disturbances and temptations to physical elements and impression. In other faith traditions, such as Islam or Judaism, Hinduism, and various indigenous spiritualities, demonic attacks may even be understood in different ways, but often involve the presence or influence of a dark entity seeking to cause harm or turmoil. If we were to do an overview of these wounds inflicted by demonic entities, they come in a couple of different parts. You know, in some belief systems, there are physical manifestations of wounds that these demonic attacks may cause bodily harm to the individual. These wounds may include cuts or bruises, scratches, burns, or other injuries that seemingly appear without natural explanation. The physical wounds may vary in severity and location, and they're often accompanied by a sense of terror, oppression, or a sinister presence. Another form of attack that's typically associated with wounding their victim is psychological. These are intense fear, feelings of anxiety, depression, and leading to deeper mental health issues. These disturbances may manifest suddenly and without apparent cause, often coinciding with perceived spiritual encounters. Individuals who believe that they are under a form of demonic attack may experience intrusive thoughts, nightmares, hallucinations, or other disturbances that disrupt their mental well-being. Lastly, spiritual afflictions. Demonic entities are believed to target the spiritual aspect of individuals, causing wounds to the soul or the spirit. These wounds may manifest as feelings of spiritual emptiness or despair or despondency, or a sense of being spiritually disconnected from God. Some people report experiencing spiritual oppression or feelings of possession, where they feel controlled or influenced by these sinister forces outside of their own control. There are many stories of individuals who have suffered these kinds of wounds, and it's my hope that those out there who have wounds that need to be healed can seek consolation in the Lord Jesus Christ. In conclusion, the sinister forces seek, through their own means, their own methods, in their own malicious ends, to cause harm, discomfort, at a hope of us, their victims, becoming disassociated with God. This is where the battle lines are being drawn. They're being drawn within your families, within your children, within your spouse, and within your own mind. A constant, obsessive view of the negative, of the hopeless, and feelings of despair will lead the mind to create an opening for further attack, either self-harm, self-inflicted, depressive thoughts, to an open gateway or an open door for further demonic attack. We can give over rights to the peace of our mind to the sinister forces merely by entertaining our own despondency. Therefore, continue to engage in activities that you enjoy. You got to practice self-care, and if necessary, reach out. Reach out to somebody who is spiritually mature, some kind of confidant, such as a pastor or an elder within your church. I cannot recommend strongly enough that this battlefield has been waged for millennia. Your parents dealt with it. Your grandparents dealt with it. Your great-grandparents have all been entrenched in this spiritual war. Now more than ever, the rules of engagement are being made available. Seek them out. Remember to pray always and unceasingly. Here at the conclusion of this episode, I want to take a brief moment and address an issue within this particular environment, and that's satanic ritual abuse. While this particular episode was designed to begin to show the tactics of the enemy and how they operate in battle, it's important to address those who may have been harmed by the actions of those individuals who participate and practice within a realm that has been called satanic ritual and led to the abuse of many victims. And while I address this deeply sensitive topic, those out there who have experienced this or who speak about their own particular issues, we understand and we have empathy for those who have been abused and harmed by those who operate in this world within the cooperation of sinister forces. And for those out there who have endured such trauma, it is essential for those around you to acknowledge the profound impact it had on your lives. There is a path of healing, and it involves a multifaceted approach. It encompasses your emotional support, seeking professional intervention, and we need to foster a sense of empowerment. Now, for those who understand that some of their friends or family members may be victims of satanic ritual abuse, it's crucial to emphasize that survivors are not alone on their journey. They need to establish a support network, whether it's with you, their friends, or their family. There are support groups which can provide a foundation of understanding and empathy, and recognizing the pain and validating their experiences can be a powerful step toward healing. Advocacy and awareness plays a vital role. We have to encourage open dialogue about the realities of satanic ritual abuse, which is designed to break the silence surrounding this issue. Communities who are either online or offline can work towards eradicating the stigma and creating environments where survivors feel heard and believed. In conclusion, addressing the aftermath of satanic ritual abuse necessitates a comprehensive and compassionate approach. We have to foster understanding, we have to provide professional support, and we have to empower survivors and recognize the complexities of memory. And we can contribute to the healing journey of those afflicted by this deeply traumatic experience by listening and loving them. Thank you for listening. This is a free podcast based upon the value for value model. If you find value in this or any episode, you can return that value by liking the show, subscribing to this channel, leaving a review, or sharing with a friend on your social media accounts. You can also donate on my website. Thank you again. This is BT for Truth and Shadow Podcast. You are the light in the darkness.